Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
We are virtual, so before you guys come at us for audio sucking, just get over it. I don't know.
Yeah, like this does not happen very often, okay?
And
So.
we would just rather put out an episode because, in case you didn't know, we have literally never skipped a week.
That's our
And
biggest flex.
it's not starting now. So if that means we literally just come on here and say hi to, like, over Zoom in two different states, and like we have to make it work, then we have to make it work because we're literally not skipping a week, and that's just what it is.
I know, and I'm gonna throw Taylor under the bus real quick, but right before we were gonna leave, guys, she literally was like, I don't know, like I've just heard so many of the podcasts I've been listening to this week that like they're not doing this week. I'm like, Taylor, we've literally never missed,
Yeah.
and we literally say that all the time on the podcast, and they would come at us.
I'm just saying, like, the only reason, like, we don't miss is because of, like, the pride and
Us,
the ego
yeah.
thing, because, like, realistically, it's like we shouldn't podcast this week. Like, it was just Christmas yesterday. Like, we're literally, like, different schedules, different plans. Like, every other podcast on the face of the earth is, like, taking a week off, but, like,
It's a
we're keeping
pride thing.
it. Yeah, it's a pride thing. Like, it's an ego thing.
It's kind of like the same thing, like I said a few weeks ago, if I've never vaped, same pride thing.
Same thing. Yeah, 100%. I have a few things. I can't name them off the top of my head, but I have a few things like that. Oh, that was, like, literally why I got straight A's in school.
Yeah. And I
Like,
feel like coming up, you also the book thing is gonna be a pride thing for you.
100%. But I don't know if I'm gonna do another book goal.
No.
I
I mean,
don't
you
know.
don't really need to. You've done it once. There's no point to do it again.
Just because it's, I feel like I would still read a lot of books, and it makes me finish books that I don't want to finish because I'm like, oh, but I'm halfway through and I have to finish because I can be, like, counted as a book, but, like, I hate the book and I'm like, I don't want to finish reading books just to finish them. But anyways, that brings me to my one thing about me was just going to be an update on my reading goal. I'm 20% through my 50th book and I literally have, like, a week to read it. So I'm, like, not even stressed, y'all. Like, I did it. Like, I'm going to finish this book, like, one of these days. And I did it.
There you go.
Ooh.
Yeah, wait. There's 31 days in December, right? Not 30, yeah. So we have like 5 days. I didn't really write anything down just because I feel like everything I want to say is literally like one thing about me is something that I'm going to say about
Something
doing
else
this week.
that you're doing
Yeah,
this week.
I know. But my one thing about me is I literally hate traveling. I hate it. I thought for the longest time, I love traveling. I love doing it. The whole process, no. And I don't know if it's because I'm traveling with Mac this time around and I missed my flight. But it's miserable and I don't like it. And everyone's not ripping me apart, but just saying I'm a Karen for not letting people pet Mac at the airport. But I'm like, guys, I don't think you understand how stressful it is to travel with an animal. I already get stressed out as is because I like being on time. Like, I'm so A1 with a lot of things, and traveling obviously is one of those. And traveling with a dog, I'm literally in the airport with a coffee in one hand, purse in one, backpack on, his leash in one hand, his carrier in another, my suitcase being pushed. I'm like, I'm fucking stressed, okay? So,
Also, Mac is the type of dog, like, if he gets pet, like, he's gonna get, like, really excited and, like, want to stay
and
near
like,
you. Like, it's gonna be like he's not just gonna, like, forget about it and keep walking. He's gonna want to, like, stay and get pet and, like, have a whole.
yeah, and the airport during the holidays is so busy. So, I'm weaving in and out of people.
Yeah.
So imagine people like stopping me and being like, can I pet your dog? I'm like, no. Do you want my dog to get trampled on in this massive like airport? No, I
Yeah.
don't. But the only time I really didn't say no to anyone petting Mac was if I was sitting down at the gate and I was already chill. But if I'm literally going through security or I'm barefoot standing at security and someone comes up to me and is like, can I pet your dog? I'm like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
So odd.
You should get him a little do not pet harness.
I know I really should. When I'm traveling, I really should.
Yeah, with
Or
the little
another thing
sticker.
too is like when I go to the grocery store, sometimes I bring him with me because there's a grocery store in our neighborhood. So if I'm on a walk and I need to run into the grocery store, I bring him with me. And if I go into the grocery store, my hands are full again, and people will stop me. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get in and out of here, people. Like, I get he's freaking cute and all, but I don't know. You don't need to pet him.
Yeah. I see how that could be very frustrating.
Yeah.
100%. I don't think you're a Karen.
I mean, I don't care because I literally said back to one of the comments, I was like, that's exactly what I'm trying to do is be a Karen.
True.
Like I'm well
Cannot
aware that it's
believe
going
you
to
missed your
upset
flight.
you. What?
I cannot believe you missed your flight.
Dude, I know. I was so f I literally got to the airport probably an hour after you. And I'm not even kidding. I've never seen the line for t like the check-in so long in my life.
I walked directly up to the TSA agent. There was no one there. I had to ask the guy. I was like, "Is this checkpoint open?" Because there was no one there. He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay." And literally, it was so my gate, my flight was the only gate with people on it.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously wouldn't have missed my flight if it wasn't for Mac, but because I was traveling with Mac, I had to stop and go to the check-in counter. And I'm in the check-in counter for 45 minutes and it's not moving, not budging once. And I'm like, finally at that point, I'm like, I'm gonna miss my flight. Like, I had like 2.5 hour chunk before, but then 45 minutes went by and I hadn't moved. And I was like, I need to say something. And then I started to realize every single person around me also had a 7 a.m. flight and we were all missing our flight. So I'm like, okay, if I'm gonna miss it, like, I can't make a big deal out of it and like beg someone because everyone else is in the same situation as I am. And the reason the line was taking so long is because everyone was missing their flight. So when they got up to the front desk, instead of just checking their bag and being easy breezy right at the check-in, they were at the counter for so long because they had to reschedule a new flight. So even when I was like 15, 20 people back in line and I still could have made my flight, people were up at the counter rescheduling their flight. So it was just this whole mess. And I was literally like, it sucked too because I knew I was going to miss my flight, but I was like, I can't leave. I have to get up to that counter and reschedule my flight or else I'm going to have to pay for a rescheduled flight. In order to get like a free refund on your flight, if you missed it, you have to be at the airport to reschedule it.
Damn, that's so unfortunate.
Yeah. And I wasn't like, I thought I was going to like cry and all, but I really didn't. I shed a few tears real quick when I called my boyfriend because I was like, oh, I just need to let this out. But I was expecting it to be worse. But just because I knew everyone else around me also missed their flight, I was like, okay, it's not that big a deal. It's
We didn't get
not
the
on.
lucky game.
I know. Don't get me started, dude.
Okay. Do you have a favorite this week? Do you have something positive that you've been really liking?
I know. I don't know. I'm actually this fucking coffee I've been drinking. I obviously love my like espresso coffees, but I've been having cold brews a lot. So Mary Lou's, I fucking love Mary Lou's. I wish Mary Lou's was down in Texas, but peppermint mocha specifically coffee is my favorite week.
Mine is a makeup product, which is funny because I actually did a concealer a few weeks ago, but I have another concealer that I really like. So you guys are going to get a new one. The Say Beauty Hydra Beam Brightening Concealer. It says under eye concealer, but I use it like on my acne and stuff because it's non-pore clogging. And I literally just put it on my face and like buff it out with a brush, and it just like covers everything. And I'm a big fan. I used to not like it. I don't know why. I just kind of like told myself I didn't like it, but it's really good and it's like fine for acne, so I've been really liking that. It's like what I wear every day when I'm here and I'm traveling with it.
I think I need to start wearing concealer again solely for the reason because I have no color on my face and I need to like add in more like
Color.
to my
I need to do
face.
my makeup after this because I'm going to the gym, and the gym in Miami is like I need to put on a little bit of makeup.
Yeah. But I think I'm gonna start using contour or concealer again.
Cool.
I'm like so pale and I was using self-tanner on my face and it looks so blotchy. I just shaved my face. That's why I was late to the, well, not late to this, but like because we didn't really have a time, but I was like shaving my face like 20 minutes before this. I was like, get this peach fuzz off my face.
That's so funny. I did shave my face once when I was here. I brought my razor. I just like shaved my body too. Because again, going to the gym, I like need to look decent because I don't know who like I'm gonna see at the gym. And it's like a whole fucking just a scene. Like if I leave the house to go anywhere, I feel so on edge.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I just did an Orange Theory class, and I was like, I'm gonna bump into a bunch of people from high school, and I really just don't want this to happen because the Orange Theory is literally in my hometown. And I was like, ugh. Luckily, the class I took did not know a single person.
Yeah, we have like there's a little bit of I feel like gossip on the internet to discuss.
Dude, yes.
So the first thing is like your video popped off about it too.
I know it didn't pop off for like the first 2 days, and
I
then
had a
it was.
video like that too. I have a video like that right now. I'm like literally just making a cocktail in the kitchen, and like the first day it literally got like 10K views. And then all of a sudden it has like 200K and I'm like, wait, what? Like all of a sudden like it has views. But the video we're
It
talking
was
about is
blowing up.
you did the Simone Biles thing, which I should have filmed it at dinner because I asked my family at dinner, but I didn't film it. But everyone is fucking losing their minds because Simone Biles' husband is like a dickwad. You
God.
definitely already have seen it. And it's just crazy. Part of me though, I do feel bad. Like I can't imagine like being like at home in your marriage and the whole internet's like get a divorce like that. Like that must suck really bad.
Yeah. I mean, the divorce part is definitely like that's taking it too far, in my opinion. But I do agree with the whole internet saying that he is like downplaying the whole thing. And like men like him just don't deserve women like her. Like she's insane, like an insane athlete. And the fact that he's covering up that like he was the catch. Like, yeah, you're in the NFL, but what the fuck?
Like, you're
Like,
a
hype up your
nobody.
woman. Literally
But
hype
also,
up your
like,
woman.
there's hundreds of people in the NFL. Like, only one person is like the most, like, she's like the most or one of the most, like, decorated Olympians. Like, there's not hundreds of people that do that, but like, you literally sit your ass on the sideline. I only knew her husband was in the NFL because recently, because I feel like everything is talking about like who's dating NFL players. Like, I don't know if she's big right now, like Taylor and Travis and like Alex and Braxton, like people dating NFL players is like big like topic. So only recently I knew she was dating an NFL player because I've seen like pics, but I know who he was. So like if you were to ask me who she married to, I'd be like, she's definitely with someone in the NFL. But that was the extent of my knowledge. And I would have said a team with the color green because I feel like in the pictures they were wearing green. And that's all I could say.
Yeah, so for anyone that like didn't see the interview, Simone Biles' husband, still don't know his fucking name, did an interview with a bunch of guys, and basically someone asked, "How did you guys meet?" And he said he had no idea who she was because he was in college and he didn't have cable, couldn't watch TV, which is like utter bullshit because back in the day, not even back in the day, what was this, like less than 10 years ago? Everyone had fucking Twitter or Instagram or everything. Like, you can't sit here and say you didn't know who she was because social media was still a big thing when she was in the Olympics. So, and I saw another TikTok. Someone pulled up his old tweets of him tweeting about
The
the
Olympics.
gymnastics. Yeah, but
Yeah.
about Gabby, not about Simone. But either way, like, if you know Gabby, obviously you know Simone.
But even if he was like, I didn't know who she was, like, honestly, like, whatever. Like, not required to know everything about everything. Like, if all he said was, I didn't know who she was, like, and then gassed her up, like, okay, whatever. Weird you didn't know who she was, but like,
Especially if that's his type. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're married to her now. That's your type.
it's just embarrassing for your husband to be. It's the same energy as when I talked about last week, the guy's vows that are like being so stupid. Like, it's so embarrassing for your husband to publicly just humiliate you.
This isn't really for me, like, at all, but I did, like, the ins and outs trend right now on TikTok. And one of the things that I put in there was out is men making fun of other men because, like, the male that has a girlfriend is treating her like an angel. I'm done with men that will shit on other men for treating a girl like an angel or like with respect or higher ground because that's the same energy. It's like he's at that interview getting asked, and the interview people are literally laughing about it. It's like, why is it so normal nowadays, or it's always been like that, where men treat a woman like an angel and then their friends just make fun of them for it. Like, oh, you're such a pussy. Like, what the fuck? Like, you're literally whipped. Like, all this shit. I'm over it.
I hope that Isaac Rochelle on the internet seems like the greatest dude, but like obviously it's just the internet. I don't know the man, and I think he's the greatest dude. No one's ever said anything bad, but I just want to say if the day ever comes that there's like Isaac Rochelle's the worst, like if that like comes to air, I'm gonna be so fucking upset because he's like the
Dude,
only
I
thing
will.
I have in this life.
No, I literally, if anything ever happens to that man, I will be so upset.
Like if they get divorced and Allison is like, Isaac is the worst, like I'm done, like I give up.
Yeah.
Because like he's just so like they're so cute and like their little fit. Oh, I'm obsessed. Like I just want to be them.
Have you ever dealt with in your past relationships of your boyfriend's friends being douchebags about your relationship?
Not really, because my first boyfriend didn't really have a lot of
I was gonna say, I don't think that one had Front City.
and then in high school almost like everyone was in a relationship, so
Yeah,
I
no,
feel like it wasn't that weird because it was like everyone, like our friend groups were like just like dating, so it wasn't weird.
yeah. My like last ex, it was like if he spent any time with me, it was like, what the fuck? Like, you're obsessed with her, like just shitting on him, like whatever. But obviously with Palmer, like him and his all his friends are so respectful. And that's like I feel like that would be such a red flag in my relationship if his friends were like douchebags.
It's
Which all of them are in relationships too.
at your grown age, like it kind of
Literally.
makes sense if you're like early college or like in high school to be like, bro, like what? But like you're like 25 years old. Like
But
you
it's
have
also
a country to write.
that's the energy though that Simone's husband is giving.
I
And he's
think
like grown ass man.
like if someone is just like bringing up that your wife is a amazing person and you're like, but what about me? Like, shut up. No one said anything about you. Why would you say that? Like,
Yeah,
I would
you have a
say,
whole interview about you. Why are you like
yes, like
one
that's so.
question? The one question about your girlfriend, why are you?
And I don't get people that want to date someone and not be like, this is why they're the best ever. Like, don't you want everyone to know that, like, your girlfriend is like beautiful and the best and like awesome and talented and successful? Like, why do you want people to think you're married to someone like beneath you? Because I've never been the person, a lot of this happens a lot of times in celebrities, or at least when people talk about celebrity relationships, about how like they might be jealous, like if one's more successful. Like, you know, if two celebrities are dating and one of them
Yeah.
is ultimately more successful, it's like people get jealous. And I think it might a lot of the time be the guy being more jealous because the guy wants to be like in charge, like, or like more, he wants to be like the alpha.
Yeah.
But I have never in my head thought of the fact that I'd be jealous if the person I was dating was more successful than me. Like, all I want is the person that I'm dating to be like the most successful person ever. Like, if we were both actors and they were getting like more jobs than me, who fucking cares? It's your husband.
Yeah.
What I mean? Like,
Like, why are you
no.
competing with your husband
Yeah, like, and I
or
think
your wife?
some people get like jealous in their relationships, and I just could never be like jealous that like my husband was like more successful than me because, duh, that's like what I want.
Like, low-key, I'd be like, oh, you just got a raise. You just got whatever. I'm like, that's more for me. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, like you're telling me you got a job and I didn't, and I get to stay home and like you're doing it. Yay. Like, I've just never understood that, like the jealousy thing. But I guess it might be more of a man thing because they just want to be so important. And it's like, newsflash, like literally not that important.
Yeah, right. And if
Newsflash.
that's such a big deal to them, then don't date that person because you're obviously too insecure
And
for
date a normie.
women.
You gotta date a normie. You gotta go find a girl at a random place and date her. Get off Raya and get on fucking Tinder and find a normal
Yeah,
person.
and that's crazy. That's how they met, Raya.
I know.
Crazy. I've never heard of a love story from Raya before.
I know.
This is actually like another thing that I wrote down because I saw this on TikTok and it kind of goes with this because we're just talking about men, shit talking men. I've noticed this a lot with people that I follow on Instagram, but do you ever get uncomfortable when you see a guy friend of yours liking other girls' Instagram photos on Instagram or even your Instagram posts? Like if I'm scrolling on my Instagram post and I see a guy that's my friend that has a girlfriend, likes my Instagram post, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes, which is why girls tell their boyfriends not to like other girls' pictures because
Other girls notice it.
girls know. Like if I am posting pictures and your boyfriend's liking them, that's weird. Like I can't listen, can't believe you brought this up. I get so mad. Like one of my biggest things in a relationship is when a guy doesn't understand. I almost sent my ex-boyfriend a TikTok yesterday because it was so like I was gonna be like, do you see? Like I'm not fucking crazy. Like, do you see?
This is relatable content.
Like, but basically the fact that girls know how to communicate with girls and like men don't get it. Men don't get how girls communicate. And the TikTok basically said something like, oh, I wonder if I reposted it because I wanna it was written very well and I don't wanna like mess up what it said because I was like, duh, like that is so real. Oh no, I didn't. Shit. Should have sent it to him or
You said you,
I would
oh,
have
you
it to
didn't
read
send
it.
it to him?
No, I almost did and then I didn't. But
Usually
basically
TikTok.
it said something along the lines of like how it was a guy talking to another guy. It was like, bro, like when she says something about a girl like being mean or like giving her an attitude, something like trust her, like girls like communicate with each other in a different way that you might not see. And just because a girl wasn't directly to her face being like, you stupid bitch. Like, doesn't mean she wasn't being mean to her. Like, girls know, or not even being mean, but like wants you or like doesn't respect you. Like, girls know and like get a vibe from girls, and we know, and we're not dumb. Like, we know how girls think, we know how girls communicate. So like when you're doing shit like that, like for other girls, like we just know, like they're talking shit behind the scenes, and like if you see them in real life, like then it's like you can tell by a girl's like body language, like the incident we had with the girl.
This past weekend?
No, not this past weekend, at our friend's birthday pregame, a girl came up and like mentioned your boyfriend in just a weird
Oh
way.
yeah, that was fucking
And
weird. Can we talk about that for a minute?
she didn't say anything wrong. Like, and maybe if a man saw, like, she didn't say anything wrong. It's not like
Yeah,
she said
let's can we
something
let's do a
mean.
story time on that.
Yeah, okay. So this girl, what would you think? I'm actually, it doesn't even really need backstory. If a girl came up to you in this crowded room of people and just like all giggly walked up to you and asked where your boyfriend is, like, oh my God, like, where's your boyfriend? Like, that's so weird.
Well, okay,
It's
this
so
wasn't
weird.
even the first time though, because we were at dinner. I bumped into her at dinner literally like 2 hours before before the pregame, because she was at a birthday dinner and I was with my boyfriend at dinner, and I bumped into her when I was going to the bathroom and I was like, oh my God, I'll see you later at the pregame. She's like, oh my God, are you with Nick? And I'm like, yeah. And I pointed at him over there, and I pointed and I go, he's over there. And then I left the dinner because his family was in town, and I went over to the party that she was going to. And then when we got to the party, again, she comes up to me and goes, ah, where is he? I was like, what the fuck is this energy? Like, we're
It
not
was
friends. Like, why
weird
do you
energy,
care?
weird energy, weird, weird, weird. And it's just like girls know, and like there's girl communication, like, and there's a new girl scene that perfectly, like, they have it in there. Like, the girls are like, oh, she's such a bitch. And they're like, and the guy's like, what'd she say? And like, they just said what she said, but it like wasn't anything super mean. But the girls are like, oh, no way she said that. And the guy's like, don't get it. They're like, wait, what? But they're like, it's girl stuff, like you wouldn't understand. And I'm like, yeah, like girls have their own language and feelings. And if you are liking some girl's Instagram pictures, that makes us look like idiots. And the sad part is no one goes right after the dude. They're just gonna be like, she's so stupid.
Yeah.
She's so
Like, oh
stupid.
my
Her
God.
boyfriend's liking my pictures. Not like, oh, her boyfriend's an asshole. It's like, she's so dumb.
Yeah, that's like, so the one guy friend that we were talking about last week on here that is literally seeing like two girls at once is also all over on my fucking Instagram, liking other girls' Instagram. Like, I can be scrolling on my feed, and if it's a picture of a girl, he's liked it. I'm like, this is just so twisted.
No, it's like actually disgusting. I can, like, that's one thing I won't put up with.
Yeah.
Like, liking girls' pictures, no. No, no.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care as long as it's like not a bikini photo or like a thirst trap type photo or a solo type photo. But if it's like any of our friends, I don't obviously give a fuck. It's like group photos or like photo dumps, I don't give a fuck. But if it's like I said, anything solo or naked, that's a problem.
I think
I
if
need
it's
to listen to this
not,
right now, so take fucking notes.
I think if it's not like one of our good, like your good friend, like someone you see frequently, like if it's not a good friend of yours, like not like, oh, I know her, and it's like someone from high school, like one time, like someone you see, and it's like not, and it's like a group photo or something very wholesome. They graduated. It's their mom's birthday, you know? Something freaking wholesome. Like your friend is like, Merry Christmas. Throw a like, but like your friend is just like in a dress and heels, post a picture. You don't need to like it.
Which, speaking of social media, I saw this thing and it's called the grocery store rule. Have you heard of
Oh,
it?
yeah, except I related to the comments that it would not work on me because I would, my list would be like this big.
Yeah, so, well, yeah. I guess, yeah. Well, for some people, this will work. For me, this would
Yeah.
work. If you were in a grocery store getting your groceries and you bumped into somebody, if you weren't to say hi to them, why are you following them on social media? And if you were to say hi to them at the grocery store, then yeah, follow them on social media. So, starting on the new year, I'm literally going through my following list. And if I see someone on my list and I'm not going to say hi to them at the grocery store, if I saw them, I'm unfollowing them. My rule used to be, if I haven't talked to you within the last 365 days, I'm unfollowing you. But then that's just like not fair because there's some people that I'm like, I justify that for, but I think the grocery store rule I really like.
I don't follow like a ton of people that I know like in real life. Like I don't have like hundred like the only people
No,
I
that's
know.
different. I'm saying like people that you grew up around or have met
Yeah, I
who and
don't follow anyone
social
like that.
media, like, yeah, like social media, like influencers, content creators, like I follow a bunch of those people, but that's because I enjoy their content and like their content. But if I were to see them in public and I don't know them, I'd still try to go up to them and be like, oh my God, I know you. I follow your content. Like, I like you.
Yeah, I just only follow like besides social media content creators, I only follow people I don't follow that many people that are real people that I know. I don't follow because this is like
I mute a lot of people, which is a problem.
I have people muted, but I don't follow people like from high school on Instagram. I don't follow people from like my hometown on Instagram because like when I started my fitness page, I like didn't have any of those people followed.
Yeah.
Different.
So going into the new year, I'm gonna do the grocery store rule.
I like that rule, especially like for people that aren't like influencers and they're mainly following like 2,000 people that are followers from like when they made Instagram in elementary school till now.
I need my boyfriend to do it. He follows like 2,000 people.
Yeah, and
I'm
we used to clear that shit out.
like, why are you following that many people? You know, one of our girlfriends actually did it when we were driving back from Dallas. We were just like, we had this conversation, and I was like, yeah, I don't follow that many people. And she literally followed like 2,000 people. And throughout the entire car ride, she was just unfollowing so many people. I'm like, see, isn't it like so refreshing? She's like scrolling. She's like, I don't even know if I've ever met half these people. I'm like, exactly. Like, it feels good, just refreshing, a new start to the year. Like, might as well fucking do it.
Yeah, you just need don't need to keep up with a million other people's lives.
Yeah.
Hey guys, as you know, as you can tell from us rambling on in our podcast, we're on the go and need satisfying snacks that can give us a good source of protein. And of course, we need the protein to keep those gains going. And if you're on the lookout for a snack that satisfies those cravings and gets that protein in, let me introduce you to Wonderful Pistachios. I mean, you probably already had them because they're so good. And if you haven't, you're missing out. Their little green wonder packs a serious protein punch and they taste amazing. So get this, every 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios, you get a whopping 6 grams of protein, which covers over 10% of your daily value. Talk about a protein powerhouse. These pistachios are hands down the MVPs of the nut world when it comes to protein content. They truly raise the bar. But they're not just about protein. The incredible combination of fiber, protein, and unsaturated fat may help keep you full longer. It's like having a snack that's got your back throughout the day. And they have so many flavors and sizes. You can get the big packs to share, or they have small packs that can fit in your purse. The small packs are one of my favorite snacks to get at the airport, by the way. Whether I'm balancing work, gym life, or rushing between crazy weekend plans, I always make sure to fuel up on a snack that's both healthy and lip-smackingly tasty. That's where Wonderful Pistachios comes in. They're my go-to snack, no doubt about it. Trust me, once you try them, you'll be hooked. So if you're ready to power up your day with these amazing little green gems, head over to wonderfulpistachios.com. Trust me, they're a game changer when it comes to snacking. Join me on this pistachio-filled adventure and let's redefine what it means to snack. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
And I
Truly.
even did it because I have another Instagram that's like my one that I grew up using. And it's all the high school people, college people. And I went back onto that too. And I've seen people post stuff. And I'm like, wait, who is that? So I just unfollow.
Yeah, I don't follow like anyone from my hometown, which is like it's something not that I regret not really having friends from here anymore. Like sometimes I wish I did, but at the same time, it's like I don't like being around people that don't make me feel good about myself. So it's like why? But like part of me still kind of wishes I
That's
don't.
me with college more though, like my college. But that was also because I was like down bad in college.
Because when I went to therapy in college and uncovered that like all of my major trust problems and like why I literally like don't like trust anyone or like to get close to people is because of how people fucking treated me in high school. Like I was like, okay, I don't want to be around these people. And like is what it is. And like so much just like shit talk, which I know that's what high school is, but like you know when you have close friends and they're like, so and so said this about you. And then you're like, wait, why did they feel comfortable telling you that?
Yeah.
Like, Like, why'd they tell you that? Like, we're best friends. Like, why would they tell you that?
I can't even imagine doing stuff like that at this age. Like,
Yeah, I'm
imagine,
very
like,
young, so like, I don't know, but whatever. It
yeah.
is. I have literally one friend from my hometown, and it's like, that's fine.
Yeah, none of my friends, which we can get into our weekend recap if you want to start to get into that. Do you have any other
Yeah.
hot?
Yeah, I don't really have any other hot gossip because I don't know, it's just Christmas. Holly jolly.
Yeah. So I was obviously supposed to get back on Tuesday, and I did not, they didn't have another flight for me to go one, like, direct flight with Mac. I cannot do a layover with him. That would be miserable. He would probably shit his pants in the fucking carrier. So I didn't have a flight until Thursday. So I was just home chilling. Honestly, it was nice. I got a shit ton of work done and didn't get home till Thursday.
I got home on Tuesday morning. My flight was at 5, which I think all of my holiday flights, I'm always going to do the 5 a.m. because, like I said, the airport was like empty. So I'm like, I'm going to suck it up and do the 5 a.m. flight because the flight was so easy. I flew through the most gorgeous sunrise literally ever. Like, I was just flying through pink clouds. Like, the
I
clouds
saw
across,
your story.
it was beautiful. Like, I was literally sitting there like this is beautiful. And I think the lady next to me on the flight was really nervous about the flight because we were taking off, and she was sitting there like with her hands on her chest, like, and her eyes closed, like breathing like
Aww.
in and out. And like, I think she knew the guy next to her. If not, they were just like strangers that love to make small talk with people, but I think they knew
Yeah.
each other. But literally, I wanted so badly to tap her. I was really like, are you okay? Like, are you good? Because like, it was such a smooth, easy flight, and like taking off she was like really, really nervous. And I was like, look, been there, girl. But like, I'm gonna be like, are you okay? Like, look, it's so pretty. Like, are you
Yeah.
okay? But yeah, she seemed really nervous. My flight was so easy. And then I got back. I've gone to the gym. I'm gonna go to the gym today. Gone to the gym twice, did an at-home workout with my sister, and then one day went for a walk. So I've done really like three workouts since I've been here. Pretty good. Not bad.
I refuse to give my home gym any type of money or like anything. I just can't stand the people that work there slash the people that are there. So I was like, I'm not going to the gym there.
There, I the gym in my like my hometown gym, it is so good. Like, I have never been to a gym with better equipment. It's massive. It has all the equipment under the fucking sun. It's ridiculous how much equipment like this gym has. The only thing about the gym is nothing is in the right spot, and they don't really have wipes. Like, they have random containers of Clorox wipes like in random places around the gym, but there's not like wipes on the walls. So you have to like go searching for like a container of Clorox wipes. So sometimes I just say fuck it because I'm not going on a fucking scavenger hunt for a Clorox wipe.
Yeah, and like by the time you were to find a Clorox wipe, someone probably took the machine.
Literally, like, so it is a mess and nothing's in the right spot, but that's Miami and like we can't complain. But they have really, really fucking good equipment. And like, I did not see anyone bad that I know so far. I'm going at a different time today than I've been going, and I feel like maybe in the afternoon I might see people because it's like break and they're not gonna go like at like 9 a.m. if it's break. They're not gonna like wake up and go. But I did see like Steffi Cohen, like and
Oh,
like
sick.
I saw her and like we were talking for a little bit. She was like, let me know if you ever want to get in a workout. Like, I'm around. I'm like, a workout with you? Like, I haven't been fucking lifting. You wanna get in a workout? I'm like, I'm gonna be like, I can't do that. I'm like, yeah. I'll text you. I'm like, I could not work out with you. Like, you're over here deadlifting like 300 pounds for reps on like your off season. Like,
Yeah.
I haven't touched a barbell in months, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm like, that would be pathetic. But I was like, yeah, sure. One of these
Maybe.
days, one of these days I'll hit you up. But I haven't seen anyone I know. But get this. So I haven't been doing anything interesting. I'm just hanging out with my family and the children. We go get food for Christmas Eve, and I have a gut feeling because we go to Aldi. Aldi, by the way, amazing grocery store. And we're right next to a restaurant that my ex-boyfriend used to always go to. So I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I was like, I have a gut feeling. I was like, God damn it. Like, I realized they're in the same shopping center. Whatever, we walk out, walking right in front of us is his little brother. And I was like, fuck. But like, I don't think he saw me. And then at the same time, I asked my mom, do you know who that is? My sister turned around and was like, They look really, really alike. Like they walk the same. They look very similar. So my sister was like, "Was that?" She thought it was my ex-boyfriend. I was like, "No, it was his little brother." And then he literally parked in my ex-boyfriend's car, like was driving his car, like one car over from us. But like, I don't think he saw me, but I really hope he did and like talked about me. I hope he was like, "Do you know who I saw in the parking lot?" But I don't think he saw me.
Yeah, I
But
don't
I was
know.
literally, I had a gut feeling. I was like, "Bro," I was like, "I'm gonna see them." Like something, I was like 100%. Like the shopping center's close to their house. I was like 100%, I'm gonna see them. And what do you fucking know? I was like, I knew it.
Yeah, what are the fucking odds?
So that was just funny. That's the closest encounter with someone from like that I didn't want to see that I saw.
Yeah, I was so tired on Thursday when I got back that I literally just laid on the couch with my brothers and watched TV and whatever all of Thursday and all of Friday. Like, I literally did not move. The only downfall now about coming home is that I live like 30 minutes south of the city. All of my friends live in the city now. Like, no one lives at their family homes anymore. So when I come home, like, if I want to go hang out with my friends, I need to get all the way into the city. And it's just a lot. And I was just like, you know what? All the way until after the holidays, I'll just hang out with my family. And then the next few days moving forward, I'm going to go hang out with all my friends in the city. Cause it's just like, I really didn't want to drink, honestly, like Thursday or Friday, because I knew I was going to be drinking during the holidays. So that for me would have meant I would have been drinking every single day for a week. And I don't want to do that because my boyfriend comes into town tonight. So, like, we're gonna be drinking at dinner, and then, like, we're going into Boston for 3 days. I'm gonna be drinking every day in Boston. Like, I needed to chill. So, I have been laying fucking low. I've been doing nothing, and I'm okay with it. My small town, like, I love that my parents still live here, but honestly, like, I've been just doing a lot of reflecting this week of I just don't feel the need to stay in my, like, childhood home when I come home. If I come home for the holidays, I think I'm gonna do like a whole week in the city, like Airbnb for a week and just stay in the city. Cause like I'm going kind of crazy during the days of like not really being able to do much. And there's not much in my city in terms of like workout wise and like food wise. So like if I can stay in the city and use ClassPass and like do a bunch of workout classes and then like also be able to hang out with my friends, that would be great. So next year, if I come home, I'm going to just stay in the city and not at my family home.
Yeah, that would be it would be really fun if I was like in downtown right now. Same thing, like the workout classes are there, like the nice restaurants are there. Even not even nice restaurants, but like the cool smoothie places and the coffee shops. Like those are all downtown, which would be like really fun to be staying downtown. But my whole family is staying in this house. It's definitely very chaotic because there's a lot of children and it's very loud. And it's
And the only thing for me staying here too is I'm very unmotivated to do anything.
Oh, I don't do anything when I come home.
And I don't like it. Like, you know how I am. I like doing things 24 fucking 7. My ADHD is out of control. But for some odd reason, I just can't get myself to do anything. And it drives me insane in my fucking brain. I'm like, ah.
I can't do anything when I'm home either. And I told my parents my body reverts. I revert to like my high school self because it's like I just feel like I'm like that age living here. Like I just like I come home and I'm like in that like version of myself. Like I don't know, I just feel like a kid. Like I feel like a kid with like no responsibility. But when I was first here, I did have work and I was pretty busy with work, so I did have to like work from home, which made me feel a little bit less productive because I got in on Tuesday and like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday I had work, so
Yeah.
I couldn't be like totally being a piece of crap because I definitely had a lot of work to do. In the days I went to the gym, I was like, literally, thank God. And I mean, like yesterday I was lazy, but it was Christmas, so like what can you do? But like I definitely don't do a lot when I'm home either, and I wish I did more. I went to dinner with my friend, like my hometown friend, and then she's on a cruise, and I think when she comes back, we're gonna hang out again and like go into the city. She was like, if you want, we can go like to Brickell and do something. And I'm like, yeah, like I wanna do that because I love Miami and like going out there to like those places. And then she said she got invited on a boat. And she's like, I have no idea who any of the people are that are going on this boat if you want to come. She's like, show me the group chat. It's like her and her boyfriend and like a million numbers that she doesn't have. And I was like, where is it? Like when? With who? She was like, I literally have no idea. And I was like, Okay, great. I was like, maybe. I was like, depending on the day, let me know. I'd go on a boat.
Yeah, that'd be.
I'm going to the beach tomorrow. Thank God.
Ugh.
Thank God.
I tried running fucking outside one day, and it's like it feels like 25 degrees. I was like, oh, this is miserable. I don't know how people do it.
That is miserable. It was cold when I first got here. And now it's back to being kind of hot as shit. Like when I
Yeah.
worked out with my sister in the backyard, it was hot as hell. It was so hot. And it's been like kind of rainy and kind of gross.
Did you get anything good for Christmas?
Yeah, so I got the shark styler,
Yes, my
which I knew
fave.
I was gonna get because I literally ordered it. Like my mom was like, "What do you want?" And I ordered it off her phone. So I like knew I was
Yeah.
getting that. And then I kept opening other presents. I was like, literally, why do I have other things? Like I didn't like I just kept getting handed presents and I was like, what the fuck? Started opening presents at 7 in the morning because children.
Yeah, I
Very
was
early.
a 10 a.m.
It
type
was a
day.
very early morning. And then my grandma, so cute. Like, this is honestly like my favorite thing I got because it's just like I'm obsessed. She got me this customized blanket that has like a girl that like looks like me, and it says, "So many books, so little time." And then it has my name on it, and it's like a girl reading.
You have to only ever read your book in that blanket.
It's so cute. Like, and it's so soft. I was like, oh my God. Like,
That is so cute.
it's like so cute. I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. I'm like, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. And then my mom like got us these little like watercolor paintings to hang up in our house that like one's the state of Florida and one's the state of Massachusetts.
Finally, wall art.
And she was, yeah, good thing we move out in like 5 months
I
to
know.
hang it. I'm like, that's great. And then what else did I get? Oh, a travel jewelry organizer, 10 out of 10. Needed that desperately. Oh, a Skim shirt.
Love Skims. I got my mom Skims pajamas for
Ooh,
Christmas.
nice. What'd
Yeah.
you get?
I went to the Skims pop-up in Austin because I obviously was traveling home on Tuesday and I was gonna do my shopping for my family like when I got back into Massachusetts, but because I had lost 3 days, I was like, fuck, now I need to do it here in Austin. So I ran over to the Skims shop and got my mom some Skims pajamas. But what I got for Christmas, I got a jewelry box and I got 3 pieces of jewelry from Gorgona, Georgiana. I got 2 bracelets, one gold one silver one, and then this gold and diamond necklace from, is it Gorgona or Georgiana? I don't
I
fucking
always
know
say
what it is.
Georgiana.
Yeah, whatever it is. And then I got a tote bag from Amazon. It's in my storefront. I just sent it to my mom. I was like, give me this one. Like, I like this one because I needed like a winter time coffee shop bag. So I got that little tote bag, and then my grandmother got me a crock pot, which got shipped to the house, and I'm so excited to use that. I'm gonna make a nice crock pot meal when I get home. And then that was it because my family's taking us to Disney for Easter.
Oh my God, yeah, I'm
No,
crashing.
is Disney and Universal the same thing? Okay, never mind. We're going to Universal.
Okay, I'm crashing it.
I am going the last weekend of March. I cannot remember the last time I went to Universal. I think I was when I was like 7 years old.
Obsessed. If you were going to Disney, I need to go to Disney. I'm like itching for a Disney trip, but that's like literally, I want a boyfriend so I can go to Disney with them.
Yeah, well, so I'm every year, because my mom's a teacher, so she gets like April school vacation off. So every year, my family will go down to Florida in April to visit my grandmother who lives down there. And so I'm literally going to Disney. And then a week and a half later, going back over to Florida to go to my grandmother's for another week. So I'm going to be getting my tan on around like March, April time. I'm so excited. But we got to schedule a like actual girls vacation in February, I think. Again, because we went, no, we went, no, yeah, we went end of February.
End of February, first week.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
just basically want to look forward to
I
in
have
February.
plans first week of March. My family's coming to Austin.
Oh, sick.
The girls, like my mom, my grandma, my sisters.
Lovely.
Yeah,
Did
but
you
there's They're staying in an Airbnb. We're going to try to get an Airbnb in our neighborhood.
Oh, fun.
That way it's like close.
Love that.
We're trying to do that.
But yeah, I haven't really done much anything other than that. I got fucking hammered on Christmas Eve.
I know. I commented on the way that your Snapchat story was. You're like, and it was like, add me on Snapchat, bitches. I commented. I was like, someone's litty. I was like, is the gritty coming out? Like, I was like, you.
The Gwitty did not come out, but no, my dad, so my family bought me red wine because they know I like red wine. But I mean, we always keep red wine in the house anyway, but they specifically asked me like which one I liked, and I was like, honestly, I really don't care. So they bought like a few different bottles, and then my dad was like, I dare you to finish that. Because I started drinking at like 2, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna finish it. I know I'm not gonna finish it. I don't wanna finish it because then I'm gonna be disappointed in myself over the fact that I was able to finish a whole bottle of wine by myself.
That's not that
So
much. A whole bottle of wine by yourself is not that much.
yeah, I guess. I don't know. I've
It's four
never done it, though.
glasses.
But I was also mixing in like shots and an espresso martini. And so like I said last episode, when we have Christmas Eve at my house, it's my family, but it's also friends of my family that don't celebrate Christmas because they just need like a place to come to. So they come to my house. So there's like fucking 50 people coming in and out of my house all day. So one of our family friends brought these pudding Jello shots, and they were literally, well, not Jello shots, but think of a Jello shot, but as pudding. And you get these little spoons and you scoop out the pudding, and they're strong. They were really strong. And I want to remake them so badly, but I'm not going to be able to do it probably till next year for the holidays because we're obviously doing dry January. So it's like, when, oh, I could do it for New Year's Eve.
You could do it for New Year's Eve.
I could do it for New Year's Eve. Fuck, maybe I will. But they were so good. There was a Kahlua one, there was a peppermint one, an eggnog one, and a sugar cookie one, and they were amazing. But I got so drunk that by the time dinner came around, I was like, fuck, Sam, you need to sober up, like stop drinking all this wine. So I stopped drinking and went to bed pretty early, and then did not drink on Christmas.
I made a sangria that was so good. Delish. Made that Christmas Eve and Christmas. There's still some left, but I haven't been getting like I've had like two drinks. I went to dinner on Saturday. I had like two drinks at dinner that were kind of strong, but like were off kind of fast. And then like at Christmas Eve, just like two drinks. Like I was never drunk or anything.
Yeah, I'm just nervous about the whole casual drinking thing. And we're doing dry January, so maybe this doesn't really matter. But I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, I never want my tolerance of alcohol to go up. I like being a lightweight. And if I keep doing these like casual drinks every other night, my tolerance is going to go up and it's going to become more expensive to get a little buzz.
Literally.
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, no, never. I don't know. It's been a very definitely chill drinking weekend, which was like the bright side of not having a bunch of friends in Miami. Because I mean, I'm in Miami. If I wanted to, I could do crazy things like every day. I changed my Hinge location to here just to see what would happen. I woke up to 41 likes. Like, I changed it at night. I woke up, I had 41 likes. And not to mention, the night when I changed it, I got like maybe 15 or something. And then I like basically X'd all of them, woke up, I had 41 likes. Two of them were people that went to my high school. Cause that's kind of, I kind of wanted to see. I was like, oh, if I get this, I was like, I wonder who I'm gonna see on here. Like, I wonder whatever. I didn't come across anyone I know, but two people were people that went to my high school. And I'm like, I wonder, cause they didn't write anything. I'm like, do they like recognize that I went to high school with them? Cause one of them was older than me, one of them was a senior when I was a freshman. So, like, I was like, bro, literally not this fucking dude. And like, there's another guy that I just recognized his face. I was like, you went to my high school. So weird. I'll change it back. But I just thought it was so funny that, like, literally I woke up with 41 fucking likes. I was like, damn, people here are thirsty.
Yeah, that's ballsy of you to go on there. I remember what last year I like deactivated my Hinge because I was nervous. I didn't really understand how Hinge worked. I was nervous that it was just automatically gonna change because I was also in Boston now. So like I deactivated my account. I was like, I don't want people to know that I'm on Hinge back in my hometown.
Yeah, like I didn't really care about like that aspect. Like my curiosity of being nosy to see other people beat out like my embarrassment.
Yeah, makes sense.
And like at the end of the day, like I have like Instagram followers, I could be like, that wasn't me. Someone used my pictures. That's so
No
crazy.
one's catfishing me. Fuck.
Someone's literally pretending to be me. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
So
crazy.
crazy. But I have just been trying to occupy myself because the holidays after a recent breakup sucks so bad. But it's fine because I'm like, I have people that are like low-key, like texting random people. I'm like, why are you texting me so much? But I matched with this guy on Hinge. I've never come across a better texter in my life. Like someone that just like random questions and like things to say all the time. And I'm like, so interesting to speak to.
That's good.
And then, of course,
I hate texting.
the guy from last week's episode that we talked about. But get this. So, like, he's like, text me, whatever. I find, because obviously I'm nosy, right? So I'm gonna like look for everything
Learn
about
more about you.
I'm gonna like look for you on every single platform there possibly is. So like he was recently in like a 3-year relationship too, right? I get it, like whatever. And like but like I look him up on TikTok and his ex-girlfriend's TikTok comes up and like she makes so many videos about like her breakup and like about him. And it's just like so funny getting the insight of a girl doing like a get ready with me, like talking about like her breakup and like all this shit when it's like
Wait, am I thinking of the right person?
from
Look.
Saigon.
Oh! How did you fucking find her TikTok?
Because I looked up his name and like it literally came up like because she like would tag him in videos. And she has like 40K on TikTok. So she came up and like she's making like all these videos about like her breakup and it's so weird. Like it's just so weird, but it's like so much insight into who it is as a
Why did they
person.
break it up?
So she said in her last one that it was like that Thanksgiving was 3 months. So,
So like February?
no, what? So November, Thanksgiving was their 3-month breakup marks.
Oh.
So like August, September, September.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's just so interesting
And
to get
you want to get, hold up. What is your plans with this man?
attention.
Okay, good. Nothing more than that, right?
No, I don't want to date anyone.
Good, because he probably doesn't want that either.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
But it's just so interesting, like, which probably people could like, I have the same shit for people to watch. Like, you can get so much insight on a person if their ex-girlfriend is making all these videos about them.
Literally.
Oh my God, I have like so much insight on your last relationship. She's making like get ready with me after get ready with me. I can just like see what's up. I'm like, oh, you guys hung out last weekend. She'll literally be like, get ready with me to like hang out. Like she just talks about it like how we do.
Wait,
Like,
so was the girl at the bar the ex?
no. But the ex was at the pregame. It's giving very much me. It's giving very much
Yeah, it is.
like.
You guys would be besties.
Is what I'm saying.
Wait, Tinar, this is your end to a new friend. This is literally what you wanted. You literally said you were matching on people on Hinge to get to know their friends,
I've
but this
been
time it's just
talking
an
to your
ex.
ex-boyfriend and like
Dude, this is exactly what you
I've
said you
been
wanted to
talking to your ex-boyfriend. He slept over my house. Do you want to hang
do. I think we would get along just well. Fuck him.
He didn't do anything wrong for me.
I mean, he kind of did.
He barely, I didn't know him. But like, that's just so funny. Like, or I just like randomly like meet her, don't even tell her. And then I'm just like, you know how I know who you are.
Yeah. Do you know what you should get just for shits and giggles? Because I did this once, is Bumble BFF.
I got Bumble just to look at Bumble. Like I was just like, what do these other dating apps even like look like? I was just like bored, so I like got Bumble. Oh my God, worst. Like it's so bad. Like the app
The
itself.
flow of it.
Yeah, it's just like bad.
I don't think I've ever done
And then you
Bumble.
could just like easily switch to like the BFF version. Like you can just like.
Oh, then, yeah, I guess I have.
And I was like, this is so weird. But
You
I
know who
just
I matched with
needed
on
to get in
Bumble
touch with
BFF?
you. Who? Oh, yes.
Our bestie's crazy ex.
Yeah. Two of our besties, Crazy X.
Yeah. And I was gonna hang out with her. Thank God I never
Thank goodness
did.
you didn't. She might have
She would have
killed
been
you.
trying to go for she would have been trying to go for my boyfriend.
Might have killed you.
Literally.
I've actually murdered you.
Literally. I think I need to also formally apologize to our friend who has two girlfriends, his ex that also does social media here in Austin. I need to formally apologize to her. I need to DM her and be like, I just want you to know I apologize. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I built up this narrative about you.
Wait, because
And
you realize that he's bad.
I realize he's the bad person, not you. He put this
But
narrative in my head.
can I give up? I don't think, yes, obviously he's a worse person because like he's a cheater, but I think that just because like he's a bad person and a cheater doesn't mean that she can't be crazy.
That's so valid.
I think like they can both exist.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember this girl. I think I talked to her for a hot minute.
Like the day before, the week before SantaCon, they like hung out. Like there's so much drama and she always posts about
Dude, what?
I have so much insight into their relationship and he doesn't know that like I got it all.
Yeah. Damn, it's out in the open. I wonder if he knows that she like posts all that stuff.
He has to because they still like follow each other and like I and the reason I know for sure it's easy to find is like she's all over his Instagram still.
Does he follow her TikTok?
Oh, that's a good
I don't
question.
even know if you can see that. Some people keep that private. I keep that
I feel
private.
like he doesn't keep it private. Let me check.
I wish you could keep Instagram following lists private.
Some people do.
You can keep Instagram private.
Oh, I guess you can keep your followers. You can keep your followers private because sometimes it says only so and so can see their entire following. His
Oh.
following is open.
So I wish I could have called. I because I didn't follow my boyfriend for the longest time. Because I was like paranoid as fuck.
Paranoid about what that they were gonna find it.
Yeah. When I was trying to keep him on the DL.
Wait, what's? I'm trying to see if he follows her. Okay, I didn't know her name. Let's find it. No, he does not follow her on TikTok.
Dude, people don't think we're
Should
crazy.
I just
This is
send
like,
him a, should I send him a link to the video?
yes.
Oh,
Dude,
that's so bad.
if you ever ask me to do something crazy, obviously I'm gonna say yeah.
But I just, no, I can't because it's my little secret that I have, like, I have everything. And then, like, so not only is it all the breakup stuff, but it's
You know
all
what you should.
videos of them being like happy in their relationship. Like, I know everything about this person.
Dude, you know what you should do is next time just start the conversation of TikTok with him. And then just be like, oh, like, do my videos ever pop up on your For You page? And then just like kind of like inch into the conversation.
Well, we already talk about social media because he like he's all like, I want to post more.
Yeah, we'll just
Yeah, but that's
ask him
good.
about.
But that's what I need. I need people I don't want to date.
When a boy says he needs to post more on social media, I'm like, no, that's literally for the girls. Stop
I'm
doing
like,
that.
if I could give you one piece of advice in your entire life, it's to post less. It's actually deactivate
Yeah.
your account. How about that?
Yeah. Social media is for girls only.
Even it's just nasty. It's like gross. But anyways, so like social media is an easy topic. So like, yeah, maybe I'll just like
Yeah, just be like, did my videos ever pop up on your FYP? Did anybody else's, you know? Dude, we're fucking crazy.
Or, but here's the thing, his ex-girlfriend is all over his Instagram. So the fact that I like would go to her Instagram is not abnormal. Like it's
I
all
know.
over his feed. So if I'm like, your ex-girlfriend clearly does TikTok, I can see it. Like it's in every single, she's tagged in every single picture on your feed.
Literally.
Like it's not a secret. It's not like I digged hard.
We're literally talking about somebody else's whole entire relationship on our podcast.
Yeah, but it's involving me.
I know, but I'm just like, I want to ask curiosity questions. And I'm like, no, I should probably keep that to myself because that's their own that's
Is
their own
their own business.
personal life.
It is. But oh my God, we have so many mutuals too, like content creators in Austin.
Really? Yo, Macro, what are you doing? Come here.
But listen, I also, by the way, if anyone's, I mean nothing like ill of this girl. Like I don't know who she is at
She's
all.
pretty.
She is pretty and she makes actually really good TikToks. Like she's very good at
Damn.
TikTok. Like her
Send her on
lighting is
your
really good.
PR list.
Oh my God. Wait.
Oh,
Not me trying to sponsor her for my job.
Yeah,
My God, I'd have to go on like Google Meets with her and like talk to her.
dude, that's your in. No, imagine, dude, if someone were to do that to me, I would
We
never.
opened a Google Meet to talk about my work, and she's like, "Are you going on dates with my ex-boyfriend?" I'm like, "No."
Who are you talking about? Oh, that's such a small world. Crazy.
I'm like, "No, but I would love to work with you on this campaign."
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, that's actually so. She does make really good TikToks, though. Like, you gotta give credit where credit's due.
I can't wait to be in Boston in 2 days. My boyfriend comes in today or tonight. I have to pick him up. And he finally meets my dad, which is crazy. But
So crazy. I'm so excited to hear how that
hear
goes.
about it, yeah. But when we're in Boston in the city, I cannot wait to make so many TikToks. I told him, I was like, I hate to break it to you, but we're gonna start doing the coupley TikToks and you're gonna like it. And if you don't like it, then that's your own problem.
I have to block you.
You're gonna have to block me.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to block you. Like, I'm so
I,
down on
you
this.
know the one where they like bash into you in the streets
Yeah, I'll
and
block
it's
you.
like making out. I want to do that one so bad. So I was like, we're
I'll do
doing this.
edit. I'll
But
do
the
edit.
thing is, yeah, the thing is, I know for a fact he's just gonna actually body me. Like he's gonna actually body me and push me to the fucking ground and
Yeah,
be
she'll like
like,
really just humble you to the floor.
he's gonna be like, he's so abusive. I'm like, y'all, like, chill the fuck out, okay?
Oh, he's gonna
But
like body slam you into the ground.
oh,
Oh,
you know what's
guys, I also just want to make it clear. Yesterday was Christmas. Didn't text my ex-boyfriend Merry Christmas, and he didn't text me.
good.
It took a lot of strength.
My last little thing I want to say is it's really crazy to see the people that maybe didn't necessarily grow up with brothers or just like in general, because I'm posting Mac and like my brothers are like horse playing with Mac and like giving him shit and like picking him up, smacking him, like throwing pillows at him. Like horseplay type shit, and people in the in my Snapchat are like, "Oh my God, this is so sad. This is so mean. You're being like you're abusing him." And I'm like, "Y'all, it's literally horseplay, and he fucking loves it." Like, it just goes to show you either don't own a dog or you don't have brothers. It's either or. And I'm
He
like,
loves it.
dogs like obviously some dogs don't like fucking horseplay. They get fucking anxious about it, but like he loves it. He loves like barking at you and like getting crazy and running around. Like he likes it. It drives me nuts. I'm like, y'all, it's horseplay. I promise you, I'm the best mom in the world, and Mac loves me and loves all my family members, but he'll be okay.
He will be okay. And Mac does, in fact, love being absolutely tackled.
Yeah, he loves being tackled and being a fucking crazy man.
Love being a crazy man.
Being home makes me want to get another dog so bad.
Get
I'm surrounded by three.
one.
What? Yeah,
Get one.
I know, but I'm surrounded by three dogs right now, and I love it. Like I'll be sitting on the couch, and I have like all three dogs on top of me, like, oh, I love it. But I need to wait until I get a house with a backyard. So,
Yeah. I mean, or just get one.
no,
I approve.
dude. Imagine walking two dogs. That's a lot.
It is a lot, but you can do it.
No, I need a backyard to just let
Put
them out. Out.
the
Yeah, no, I tried doing that with Mac. He hated it. He's like, what
on the treadmill.
the fuck is this? He like almost fell off because he stopped walking. All
That's funny. That's very funny.
right, well, that's about it from me. I got some shit I gotta get done before I head back into the city to pick up my boyfriend.
That's about it for me too. I'm gonna go to the gym. We'll see if I see anyone I know. Hopefully I don't. I'm like so shocked that I don't see people I know, honestly. Like I'm very, very shocked because like so many people go there, but like I don't know if they just get lazy over the holidays or what.
Yeah.
I'm here, they don't fucking go.
Yeah, I would say laziness.
Oh my God, most annoying thing happened to me. Last thing, I'm like adjusting a leg extension, but it's like a leg extension I haven't used. So I'm kind of just like messing with the levers because I don't know what adjusts what because it's like I was just unfamiliar with the machine. So I literally sit on the machine. I'm maybe looking at the machine for 10 fucking seconds and I like lift a lever that's like not moving it. And this guy comes and like fixes it for me. Like just like immediately
Out of
comes.
nowhere.
Yes, like I like out of nowhere, like I literally got to the machine like 10 seconds ago. I'm literally just looking at it because I haven't used this leg extension before. Like I've been to a fucking gym. I just need a second to see like what
That's
moves
annoying.
what. Like I'm not Einstein. Like I don't know how to use every leg.
Mansplaining.
Like just walked over and like fixed it. And I was like, Like, didn't even say it, just walked over and fixed it. And I was like, I literally would have done that. Like, I just needed like 5 seconds to look at this machine because I've never used it. Like, I would have done that. I'm not dumb. It was just so weird and like invasive. I was like, why are you t like, I don't know. I was like, don't
Yeah.
put me in
Oh,
that.
wait. Also, one last thing for me too. I wanted to explain, or not explain, but give my review on Orange Theory because I went today.
Oh yeah, did you like it? I've been once.
No, I hated it.
I don't like the rower.
I didn't like it because the I don't know if it was just the instructor or just the overall layout of the classes, but there is way too much time just sitting around. And
Yeah.
I was trying so fucking hard to get my heart rate up, and I couldn't. Like, I don't know if it was just the exercises we were doing or what, but I literally, for the life of me, could not get my heart rate up. And I was like, bro, like, this is just too easy for me. Like, I need to do berries where I'm fucking sprinting, like going out of control. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially the dumbbell part. It was so easy. I was like, bro, I'm not even breaking a sweat with this.
When I went, it was it there definitely wasn't downtime, but I didn't think it was really
I had
easy.
way too much
I was
downtime
also
for me.
maybe like it was more when I started working out, so maybe like I'd have to take it at this stage and like see what I thought. But like I started on the treadmill and I kind of like ran the whole time, and then it was like rower. And like it was like row a few whatever meters it was, and then get up and do like something else. And then the weights were kind of like there was, I don't think there was rest period. You just like keep going.
Yeah, she was like kind of telling us all what to do during, especially during the weights, because there's no timer for anything. So it's just like you're listening to her, kind of similar to Barry's, but she's explaining everything to do to three different groups. So like as she's going through explaining, like I'm also waiting for her to come back around and explain to us. So I'm like sitting there, I'm like, can you just tell me what to do so I can start doing it? Like,
Three groups is too many
yeah.
because two
So I don't know,
groups
it wasn't my
berries is
fave.
chaotic.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then also, I don't know if it was just because I'm in the suburbs at an Orange Theory, but it was just a lot of old people. And I don't know. I like a younger crowd.
Yeah, Orange Theory is definitely a
Yeah.
mom
It was
thing.
like a mom and daughter environment, and then a few like dads.
Yeah, I know
So
a lot of moms that like die hard Orange Theory.
I don't know. It just the type of people that are in the classes really makes or break the environment inside the room, whether it's like high energy, low energy, like slacking, like it really makes or break for me. And I don't know. I'm gonna stick to my berries. I'm
Yeah.
happy I tried.
Yeah. That's good that you went.
Yep, it was
That's
free.
good that you went. My last update is that I'm on my period and I have the worst cramps of all time, like 24/7. So like that's
Same.
I was on Christmas. Oh my God, my lower back hurt so bad. My cramps hurt so bad. So then I like one, I came into my room to like lay in a ball and like close my eyes because I was like, oh my God, I'm in so much fucking pain that I ended up taking a 2 hour nap on Christmas because I was in so much pain. But like my whole family took a nap, so I didn't miss anything. But I was in so much fucking pain with my fucking cramps.
Yeah, I was so down bad. I woke up in the middle of the night at like 4 in the morning to the worst cramps of my entire life. And I was like, you know what? I have my period. Because I hadn't got my period yet. So I was like, it's my period. So I ran over to the bathroom, got my period at 4 in the morning. Cramps were so bad that I had to take like this really, really heavy migraine medicine. And it helped so much with my cramps because like the Advil was not working. I was like, I need something really fucking strong right now because they are so bad. I cannot even get out of bed.
Yeah, they were so bad on Christmas. And I was like, this is just not the Christmas spirit. Like, why do I feel so bad? And I was just such in like a this is so unfair, like type mood. I was like, this sucks.
My boobs also were like double the size.
Me too.
Dude, it was insane. Like, obviously, I have fake tits. So, like, I'm like, my boobs are already big. And then I'm like getting out of the shower, looking at my boob. I was like, it looks like I got fucking surgery again. I was like,
I was
they're
in
so
shower.
big.
I was in the shower, like I was like, why is my boob so big? Like it
No,
was.
like a massive. I was like, and it, I kind of liked it. I was like, fuck, should I have gone bigger on my fucking surgery? Damn it.
Like, no, my skin is breaking out like crazy. My cramps were so bad. My boobs were huge. Like this just is I'm just fucking sick of it.
Dude, I texted my boyfriend. I was like, dude, my boobs are massive right now. I wish you could see. Like, I literally wish you could see because, no, like, Taylor, I'm not
Ew.
even, like, so my, like, if you visualize, like, my boobs were big, but, like, when they were bigger, it made my waist look so small. Cause, like, my boobs, like, it makes my hourglass, like, so much more the bigger my boobs are. But, like, dude, like, when I saw my boobs that big, I was like, this is insane. Like, do I need to go back and get surgery again? Cause they are so big. I just love tits.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to go on with my day. Part of me so badly is like, I should go on a Hinge date while I'm here. But then I'm like, that's
Honestly, you
so terrifying.
should. It's
Well,
just a
I
little
like
bit
this
weird in
one
the
guy.
middle of the week.
I like this one guy. The only person I liked from Miami, literally because he was a Major League Baseball player, and I'm literally just a cloud chaser. Like, I'm just a cloud chaser. He wasn't even that cute, but he's just like in the MLB. So I was like, I'll give that a like. Just to see. But I'm like, wait, that'd be so fun to just like go on like a date, but like I just can't do that. Like I can't leave my house and be like I'm going on a date.
I say do it for the storyline.
That's what I want to do it for the storyline too.
I'd do it.
We'll see. Maybe it's been a little bit since I checked. There might be another 50 likes with these thirsty Miami people.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for next week's episode because I feel like we're going to have a lot of catching up to do again because I'm going to be in Boston for 3 days and then we have New Year's Eve and then we have a whole, like, we just have a lot to look forward to in the
New
next
Year's
week.
Eve is going to be so fun.
I know. And now that I know that I can do those gel or those pudding shots for that, I might do it.
I got such a cute outfit. Oh my God, guys, I got two options, right? I got this really expensive, not really, really expensive, this dress from Meshki that's like expensive for a dress. It was like 170 bucks. Obsessed with it, so gorgeous. But I also got a plan B, which was like an Amazon fit. Now the
When
message.
you say plan B, I thought you meant like the plan B
Oh no,
pill.
I got like an option, a second option. No, didn't plan B. As we discussed, I am on my period, so we're good. I got an Amazon outfit, still so cute, but like obviously it's the Amazon outfit, you know, it's not the like really nice dress. Now my really nice dress, it literally said it was gonna get here before Christmas, I mean before New Year's Eve, like it said that on the website. Now it says expected delivery January 2nd.
Damn, that's how my heels are. I bought three different pairs of heels just to have because I've now found a pair of heels that I like enjoy. And one of the ones that I want for New Year's is coming on like January 3rd.
Damn. No, like when I saw January 2nd, I'm like, okay, maybe it'll come earlier because it says it's like shipped, but I'm like, are you fucking shitting me?
I'm gonna
But
go shopping in the city.
yeah, I like the outfit I got on Amazon. I'm just like, oh, I hope it fits.
Yeah.
Like that's my thing, because if it doesn't fit, that's gonna suck. But it's really, really cute. Like it's really cute, and I'm gonna like wear like cute shoes. Like I got this.
Oh, that is cute.
But I saw it on Pinterest, so I bought it. But yeah, I'm really pissed about like I literally got like an expensive dress and whatever.
Damn.
Maybe I'll still keep it if I ever need a.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's what I did with my New Year's outfits from last year. I bought like three from Opali and just kept them all. I was like, I'm gonna need them.
Might just keep it.
But I feel like because we're going to a house party, I don't really want to wear a dress, if I'm being honest.
It's semi-formal attire.
Yeah, I might, but I have this leather skirt I might wear with just like a bedazzled like shirt.
I'm gonna
So.
wear tights with. I don't know why I'm like that person's like not saying their outfit. So I got this dress and then I got sparkly tights. They're
Yeah,
tights.
I have sparkly tights. Me
And then I'm gonna
too.
wear like stiletto, like my black stilettos. And like the dress I have is black with like a big white bow and it has gloves, which like the
We
gloves are.
gotta make sure we bring like backup shoes. Because
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear the heels for the fucking photos and then I'm putting my slippers on.
But I might just like wear socks.
I don't know. You're gonna step in like fucking spilled alcohol.
True, true. We'll see. Very excited for New Year's.
Yeah, me too. All
Oh,
right.
we get on with the day and go to the gym.
Yeah, me too. I have to go get my nails done and then I'm heading into the city, picking them up, coming home, having dinner.
Tell him
It'll
I
be
said
great.
hello.
I will.
And
Bye, everyone.
bye. Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye.
Lee, do you think we give too much advice on this podcast?
Girl, this is a podcast.
Advice does hit way harder when you cuss with it.
Yeah, and we do plenty of that. This show.
it ain't for kids.
Definitely not for the kids, but we do talk a lot about family.
I mean, it comes with the territory and with a show called Baby Mama's No Drama.
I just wonder if people get the gist of the ad we just did.
You mean like the massive billboard in Times Square? That one?
Well, yeah, that one, but also this one, right? I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Kale Lowry.
And I'm V. Rivera.
And we're the hosts of Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
The Webby Award-winning Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
Two baby mamas chatting it up about life, bedroom talk, family, and whatever drama we are trying to get out of the way.
All while being just a little bit explicit.
No, like a lot explicit.
So listen to us, the Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
Wherever you get your podcasts.